Christmas at Calvary, the names of Jesus, Lamb of God. The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." John 1:29. In the quiet wonder of Advent, we await not just the birth of a child, but the coming of the Lamb of God. John the Baptist's declaration opens John's gospel with stunning clarity. The long-awaited Messiah is just not a conquering king or a powerful prophet. He is a lamb. For John's original audience, this image was deeply familiar. Every morning and evening, a lamb was sacrificed in the temple as a constant reminder of humanity's sin and God's mercy. The lamb symbolized innocence, purity, and substitution. Yet these endless sacrifices could never truly remove sin. Hebrews 10:1-4. They pointed ahead to one lamb, the true and final sacrifice. During Advent, we often focus on the joy and the light of Christ's coming, and these are good things to reflect on. But it's also important to remember that this joy is so deeply precious because of its cost. The infant Christ came to take away the sins of the world by his own blood. The cradle and the cross are carved from the same wood. To behold the Lamb of God this Christmas is to see both humility and glory intertwine. It is to look at the manger and recognize that our redemption has already begun. This is the greatest gift of Christmas.